Why do we love poetry? Whether it's free verse, blank verse, a sonnet, an ode, a haiku, a quatrain, or a rondo, the reasons many of us feel the need for poetry in our lives can be hard to define. There are poems that convey the writer's personal philosophy, such as Walt Whitman in Leaves of Grass, who instructed the reader to resist much, obey little, or Mary Oliver, who wrote, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" It's hard to hear that line and not think about what your own response might be. I went to the Grand Marais Library's once-a-month poetry meeting on a rainy and cold Wednesday night, and I was glad that I did. I asked some of the folks gathered there why they came to a poetry reading and why they liked poetry. I got a lot of answers.
I'm Olwe Batorf, and I've never been here before. I guess I like poetry because it's very expressive, and you can be far more creative with it than to just go blah, 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 blurting stuff out in prose, where you just describe and describe. And you can get lyrical and inventive and abstract.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Grand Marais, and this is my second time at the poetry gathering, and I really love poetry. And one of the things about poetry is that I think it really speaks to reverence of the ordinariness in our lives.
I'm Carol Peterson. I live in Tofte, and I drive to library once a month to listen to others read their poetry, and I mostly like to write it. I love the sounds of it. I love the sounds of the words. I'm an amateur, but I've noticed the frozen lake, and I loved the way the ice was piling up on the shore, and icebergs are floating out in the lake. And I said, what can I do with that? And I just wrote three lines. Our superior lake, fantasies transforming the view. Ice shards are diamond plates, emanating a familiar hue. The floating chunks, a white armada, silently guarding that beautiful blue.
My name is Kathy Ann, and I am from Hovland. Oh, one of my favorite poets, Maya Angelou. I just like the realness of her poems, the way they feel when you're reading them. They're right in your face. They're bold. They're real. So that's why I like her. I am originally from Jamaica, so I do poetry in my native language, which is kind of like a Creole dialect form mixed with English, African native tongues, and some other languages as well.
I am Tina, and I live in Grand Marais. Well, I enjoy poetry very much because my husband taught poetry along with composition and English literature. And so it always had a special place in my heart. And he's been gone for a while, and I enjoy his poems, and I brought a file that of some of his poems this evening.
My name is Susie. I am from Grand Marais, and I am a first-timer at the poetry group tonight. I fell in love with poetry when I started getting Dr. Seuss books as a little kid.
Well, I'm Jake Jorth, and I'm originally from Denmark. Have a background in education and in ministry, and also have been brought up in an atmosphere of appreciation of the arts and poetry. And so I do a little poetry on my own along with my writing, and I like to share that with the people in this circle. Why do I like poetry? You know, when I was 12 years old, I went to the movies, and I saw a movie, The Red Shoes. It was based on a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen. And the impresario asked the young girl or the young woman, why do you like to dance? Her answer was, why live?
My contribution to the poetry reading was a poem by Wendell Berry called The Peace of Wild Things, in which he wrote, "I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief." That single line seems to hold simultaneous notions of both hopelessness and reassurance. Another Poetry Night contributor, Gary, writes his own poetry. One poem was about his dog Ripper, but he also writes very good haiku, a form of short Japanese poetry. One of his haikus was called Swimming Moose. Moose swimming moss lake, surging strongly to northwest, where sweet gale awaits. You can enjoy the Grand Marais Library's Poetry Night on the last Wednesday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. Everyone is welcome to share a favorite poem or just listen and enjoy.